of plants in the way and all. And is there any house for sale?
Any more?
Any more
on this weekend?
Yeah.
No, always.
Hello.
Morning,
June 21st, LA. Yeah. Now I want to see that 17 books are waiting in this. So when it will be finished, I want to know.
This morning, if you like, we can go to the press building.
Yeah.
And we can show you what we've done to improve the situation. Okay. I'll inform you about the schedule.
What time? What close?
Perhaps around when it's convenient. 10 o'clock?
Yes.
Massage?
Yes.
Okay.
Get up is so powerful religion. Therefore that is. But when the mind is real, genuine, everyone will it.
Wants to come and see you. He likes your movement very much. He has written one review of one of your books. He also met you, I think, briefly. He's from Boston. Mr. Leo Pruden, Professor Leo Pruden. Now he lives here in Los Angeles.
There will be many professors coming over to see you while you're here.
Yes.
After
to sleep. Yes. What time is the pizza?
I think afternoon.
For pizza. Afternoon is at the nice.
Yes.
University of Southern California wants to come to the chairman and many of the members.
That man. He writes them and give them nice shows. Yes.
Yes.
My current man. Time, whatever suitable time will be survived. As soon as one becomes bereft of religion, he is a real person. There is a difference between animal and man. A thing to become polished animal is advancement to me. Become lion is advancement. Because I am stronger than the dog. That's why I'm sibling. American sibling. Because we are stronger than the Chinese dog or Russian cat. And therefore, this is it. Because I am tiger, I am lion. It doesn't mean that after you be tiger or lion, you are animal. Buddhist of course. The reason for our Pushtakara, I think we are discussing this lesson.
Verse would you like to read from this morning?
Yeah, it's 6th canto.
16th?
Oh, yeah.
I see that. It is not American. Umbrellas. Place?
This is a place where they have social functions.
Oh. So many dogs. Best friends. They have village. No dogs and beach. Dogs and how lawful they are. How many books are pending?
Pending. I think we've just added one more in the sixth canto since we've started translating it.
No. How many books are pending?
Still about 17.
So?
We have sent a bunch of...
They're not complete?
You have finished them.
No, I have finished. I haven't edited everything.
Editing, we are done 5 volumes in Madhyamila and 2 volumes in Anchalila. But they are being held up in the Sanskrit division.
So you get it correct, sir. I'll do that.
I think when Nitai and Jagannath come, Srila Prabhupada, all the books will come out within a few months, all of them.
No, not too much.
Questions about Sanskrit?
Oh,
I want these 17 pending books must be printed within 2 months that I want. Otherwise, disqualification. Yes. To be done. You are, so many GVCs are here, and you are also here, I am also here, this side. Maximum. Too much delay. I'm setting something here, but stop. What is it?
They use that for cleaning up the garbage on the beach.
Ah.
I think this is some sort of volleyball or tennis that goes on inside there.
Inside the wall?
Inside the wall, some sort of sports arena.
Oh.
Tennis.
Sasara Maharaj, what is your report?
Report?
Yes.
Well,
standing order?
They're still getting them in public libraries in
Detroit. They have got standing order from Oxford University.
You heard?
Yeah, no. They have got signed the copy of it.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Standing order.
They're getting letters from big professors at Cambridge and Oxford in praise of the book. It'll be very, very useful.
This is a very impressive of your books for the Prabhupada.
Huh?
All the professors are very impressed with your books.
Impressed?
Yes.
That is.
We just got a review published in a magazine called Choice, which is used, it's very important. It's used by all the libraries all over the country.
Oh.
And the review was excellent. They didn't say one bad thing. You should see that review.
What? Yeah, what that from me?
We have copies. I can bring it in there.
That one review does more work than we could do by traveling all over the country for a year.
Oh.
Because the librarians, when we go to them, they say, well, we usually order our books from this Choice magazine, but now we're in it. So.
So Krishna is helping us take advantage of it. Next. Compile Srimad Bhagavatam for this purpose. Anatha Upasamam Sahasra Bhakti Yogam Adhokshan. This Lokastha Janas. It was suffering on account of ignorance. So, to give them proper knowledge, he made this Srimad Bhagavatam. Who can become more learned than graduate? Therefore, he is known as Vidwan, the most supreme learner. He made this Srimad Bhagavatam to help his rascals. Was spoiling their life only in sense gratification. have his manpower, tapasya. Tapo dibong, putrakaji na subhez. They do not know that our existential condition is impure. The question does not arise that I do not wish to die. Why there is this? That's so dull habit. This question is. We are trying to solve so many questions, but this question does not arise in my mind. That I don't wish to die. Why death is possible? Inquire. Come on, all philosophers and scientists come and make an inquiry commission. I don't want to die. The death is forced upon me. I don't want to become old man. And it is forced upon me. What is the reason? Therefore, there are things. The prime problem, they are set aside. Big scientists, that Professor Einstein and others, the big scientists, they do not consider this question, that I am a big scientist, so I am also going to die. So why it is? That question is, and they manufacture atom bomb to make death very easy. Not to stop death, but death making very easily available. This is scientific. Is that scientific?
No.
Everyone is dying, and they accelerate death. And that is taken as scientific.
They're also making research how to stop death.
Huh?
But it's useless.
So that is in our hand. That is not in death.
I'm seeing an article in an airplane, one of those airline news magazines, about the science of gerontology, science of putting off death, stopping death. Within 20, 30 years, you'll have thought that we'll even reverse the process of old age. We'll become younger.
They can do it. That is credit. But what is this credit? That people are dying and you discover atom bomb to accelerate death very quickly. If they are thinking like that, then sanity is coming. At least they are thinking like that. So why death should not disturb? That will be credit, if they can do so. But at least this question is come, then they become human beings, not dogs. So long this question does not come, they cats and dogs. This is Atata Brahma Jignas. And this is the enquiry. Sanatana Goswami, when he approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he first questioned this, Ke ami kena mari jape tapatra. I was minister, that's our life. But I do not know why I shall accept death. Therefore I come to you. This is minister. Intelligent. People who praise me, I am minister, I am very learned scholar, but I do not know why I am under the tribulation of threefold miseries. And what is my position? Who I am? I don't want all these things. Why they are troubling? Brahma Babahare Pandit Kahoe Sotta Kori Mati. These fools and lascars, says, call me, I'm very learned scholar. And I also accept, but I do not know why I am suffering. This is Sanatan Goswami. So what they are doing, they are making research?
Yes. Sir.
Who are they? Very important man?
Well, it just says, the magazine was not terribly detailed. It just says many scientists involved have been proclaiming that within 20, 30 years they will reverse the aging process. I think it is a bogus claim, actually. They dream all kinds of things like that.
They say when a person is born, there's a kind of clock inside him that runs so long that they can change that clock. Then they'll make it stretch out.
I like you.
Most of these big philosophers don't ever think of that question, Srila Prabhupada.
Huh?
These big philosophers never think of that question.
Because they have no answer.
Yes.
Very difficult subject matter, this is.
Plenty of boys.
Yeah.
The gerontology is not a major subject in any of the universities.
Huh?
It's not a major subject in any of the universities.
Right. They know it is not possible by us. They know it.
I was speaking with Professor Stahl about this point in Berkeley.
Huh?
And, He also had no answer for this question. He thought that there was no such thing as eternal life.
And then, that's what you had asked.
Yeah.
Then why you are studying to leave?
Yeah.
Why, when you are sick, why do you call doctor and physician? Why this tendency? Why you are making research in medical science, opening hospitals? Die? Why you are not willing to die? Then what is the answer? He says there is no such thing as eternity, but why you are struggling for eternity? Then what is the answer?
When we told him your philosophy, Srila Prabhupada, he became silent. We were having a debate, and the one chairman of the debate, he turned to Mr. Stahl, he said, so what do you think of this answer, Mr. Philosopher?
Mm.
And Mr. Stahl just sat there very quiet. He couldn't say anything.
Everyone is trying to leave. That is Darwin's theory of the struggle for existence.
Yes.
So why are you trying to exist if there is no such thing?
Well, they say we don't mind if we die eternal, but we want to live as long as possible.
Oh, why? That is my question. Why? Why this sentence?
Some years back.
That means it is unnatural. I am eternal. But this death has been forced upon me, that is unnatural. That is interesting.
Sometime back in the newspaper, this old president of America, Harry Truman, died. It was mentioned that he was 88 years old, and in the last 8 years, he's been in and out of the hospital 10 times for surgery.
Right.
In 8 years, he had been operated on 10 times.
Yes,
at 88 years old, he was still trying to live, and finally
yes,
he died.
Yes.
So much misery, still he would not die. Tolerated all these operations.
This Professor Stahl, he was saying that his experience is that everything is changing and temporary. So therefore he was thinking that that is the nature of all things, that they are temporary.
Temporary destruction. Why this temporary world has come into existence? Unless there is the opposite, eternal. Why do you use this word, temporary? When you say it is fraud, and there must be something as honest. Otherwise, why is this fraud? It's come. We say this is light. means there is something as darkness. This is relative world. Say, Professor Einstein said relativity. This is relative. As soon as there is darkness, there must be light. Otherwise, how do you understand light and darkness? So, unless there is eternity, how do you bring this world temporary? What is your answer?
Sir, they have no answer.
Unless there is Father, there is no meaning of the word Son. Unless there is Husband, there is no meaning of the word Wife. This is the relative word. And that, accepting this relativity, so how they can deny? As sure as the temporary, you must accept there is eternity.
We were telling him that although everything is changing, he was still existing.
Yeah. Now, existing, that's why you are in change. That is the question.
Yeah.
I'm existing, that we say, but we are trying to solve the problem of changing. And this changing is not very happy to die and again accept another body and remain to in the womb of the mother to develop that body in a death-like condition. So why this Buddhist person do not take it as very miserable? And with the risk of being killed by the mother. Nowadays, they are abortion and killing. So is it very nice life? That you die and you enter into the mother's home to develop another body, and that also not secure. Is that very nice life? I read many articles on this subject matter and prove them that we are all fools. In our problem, they have left us.
The main problem.
And Krishna says, therefore, these are your real problems. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosha darshana. If you are intelligent, then you should keep always in your front these problems.
They think that we're avoiding the real problems.
Huh?
They think that we're avoiding the real problems because we're not doing business.
We are not doing business. We are doing the best business. You are working hard day and night, and without working, we are living comfortably. You cannot dream of it. They are enemy that these people without doing anything they are living so comfortable. And we are working so hard there. Is action. Complete.
planet.
This is Srila Prabhupada. We have scheduled some meetings with many professors there from this Graduate Theological Union and other places. Dr. Judah will be there,
yes,
and some of his associates.
Dr. Judah, you wanted to see me earlier, no?
Yes, he'll be coming here probably on Tuesday or Wednesday. He's just coming from Boston. They had a big library convention there for the theological schools in the United States. So he had to go to speak at that, and then he'll be coming back.
Did he speak anything about Hare Krishna?
He's always speaking about this Hare Krishna movement. He gave one lecture just about 2 weeks ago. It was very, very nice. I attended, and I was also speaking something.
He's serious.
Yes.
I was studying this. That is nice. Anyone who is serious, he'll appreciate.
That any intelligent person who hears this philosophy and reads your books, he'll have to accept.
Yes.
No one can even challenge.
They are giving standing order, they understand, which is what's the... Yes. Is up? No.
A little early still.
Then he can go. Rooms like that in the new house?
Oh, there are many rooms. Two very, very large rooms. At least as big as the temple room in San Francisco. And Los Angeles, excuse me. Two rooms that big. Then there's about four rooms for living quarters, a big kitchen, and then several offices, and then a nice quarters for your divine grace. With a, you know, bath and shower right there.
What it was before?
It was a Mormon church.
Oh.
Built very solid.
So all the chapters we are purchased.
Yes. They're all going out of business.
One and the sun. When the sun is arisen, the blue ones are finished. Moko, Krishna is sun. Hmm. And Krishna Surya Samam. So when Krishna sun is there, all these glow are lightning. It will finish. This sun always shining. Then this glow on should finish. That's sick. Bhajan. Are you there?
Yogi Bhajan.
He can be in Mexico.
Really? In Hawaii?
Yes.
He came to our temple a few nights ago.
He has a big following.
So he can be in Mexico. I indirectly refuse.
Yeah. He has a very big following all over this country. But they have no books.
Actually, they read our books, Srila Prabhupada. We were speaking at this one yoga center, and they said that they go to their Swami to learn exercises, but for knowledge, they must read the books by your divine grace.
Yes, even he has recommended. My joke.
Really? That voice?
Yes, you know. He's serious. When he asked him that, I want real spiritual life. He said, then go to Krishna.
Yeah.
They have started a university also, and they're using your books at that university.
That's nice.
Yeah, Maharishi, they're reading Bhagavad Gita.
Maharishi has got respect for me.
Yeah.
Even this, what is that, Chintamani?
Chinmayananda.
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 Sri Chinmay.
From Bombay?
No. He has given us certificate Whatever I wrote, he has sent. Everyone has listened.
They do not go together. They differ. Their practice and our practice, they do not mix.
Our practice, then they're divided. That's the concept they do. But as far as they know, what is their value? And push on, he'll come victorious. As you. समो माया अंधकार जहां कृष्ण तहां नहीं माया रोधी का इफ यू रिमेन सीरियस इन कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस देन दीस पीपल विल हैव नो आई वांट टू से राइट टू कम रोधी का दे रिमेन फार अलोन enemies. But to make my watch right time.
It's 6:32.
You have talked with Ramakrishna that you are not anyone going to send cash money.
I'll tell him.
Yeah.
But that is another good news that African government is understanding the importance of it.
Ramananda was telling me some things about Africa. Professor was doing a study on Krishna consciousness about wants to come and see him. He comes over at least 4 or 5 times a week to the temple.
Oh.
He's got to be very serious. The psychologist, the intelligent patients, that they should chant Hare Krishna. The answer.
He says?
Oh, yeah. He gives them a card to tell them to come and visit the temple. Publish some book about it.
Come, go ahead and cooperate. That's a nice thing. That the Rasaviti is based on their living men. If they understand, others will feel it. It's a good thing.
In Kenya, we went into one government officer asking for some land for a farm. He also said, we want to give you land right in the middle of the village so you can build your church there.
Oh, yes.
He offered that. He said, all the other religions, they have their, we have certain plots for them. And there's a church for Catholic, a church for Protestant, a church for Baha'i. Yes.
That will be the government.
Yes.
Don't mind what is there. But the government has given land means the government.
Oh, yes.
That is what.
Yes. One of the African devotees was explaining to the vice president that first day in Osmanyata Dehe, Komaram Yovanam Jara. And he was explaining to him from Bhagavad Gita. And the vice president, he asked, who has given you this knowledge? He was so impressed. He accepted immediately. Yes, you are right.
I've had to cause so much noise.
Schedule the top of the week.
Don't go get it back.
Yeah, it's a great story.